Jack London, A Piece of Steak. With the last morsel of bread, Tom King wiped his plate clean of the last particle of flour gravy and chewed the resulting mouthful in a slow and meditative way. When he rose from the table, he was oppressed by the feeling that he was distinctly hungry. Yet he alone had eaten. The two children in other room had been sent earlier to bed in order that in sleep they might forget they had gone supperless. His wife had touched nothing and had sat silently and watched him with solicitous eyes. She was a thin, worn woman of the working class, though signs of an early prettiness were not wanting in her face. The flour for the gravy she had borrowed from the neighbor across the hall. The last two halfpennies had gone to buy the bread.